mostly for adults. Gift Theft by Michael Meyer from Chicago. Christmas can be a time when people feel compelled to buy gifts for everybody in their family. We used to feel that way, but several years ago we changed our habits. Now when our family of grown-ups gathers, we each bring a gift and we all go home with one. On Christmas Day, our blended family of 8 grown children, their spouses and friends, and all the grandchildren gather for a meal. After the meal, we share the Christmas story and the little children get gifts. Then all of us grown-ups, including the older grandchildren, draw numbers and begin the gift exchange. The gifts we have brought are supposed to be worth less than $20, and people follow that rule pretty carefully. Some bring homemade items like candy and baked goods or something sewn or knitted. Some bring a bag with wine and cheese or a book. Last year I brought a 5-pound chocolate bar. Some gifts are wrapped, some are unwrapped. We exchange gifts by having the person with number 1 pick a gift and, if it is wrapped, unwrap it. The person with number 2 can steal that gift or pick a new one. If number 2 steals number 1's gift, then number 1 gets to pick a new gift. After a gift has been stolen 3 times, it can't be stolen again. It belongs to whoever has it. One other rule. You can't take back a gift from the person who stole it from you, but you could take it back from somebody else. The exchange continues until all the gifts are dispersed and everybody who brought a gift has one to take home. As you can imagine, there is a lot of hilarity in this process, a lot of fun, a lot of appreciation of gift-giving and gift-receiving. Why did we start doing this, and why do we continue? There are several reasons. Several years ago, it became evident that none of us needed a gift at Christmas. We all have everything we need, a lot of what we want, and some things we don't want. Frankly, it is a huge waste of money for us each to buy something for every other person. We considered exchanging names beforehand, but we thought that would put a lot of pressure on the gift giver to get the right thing for a family member whose tastes and needs are often not well known to everyone. At the same time, we do enjoy showing expressions of love, and gifts can do that. So we still give gifts. Everyone still gets a gift. Everybody goes home with something. Most importantly, we all go home with good memories of laughter, joy, and surprise. Last year, our oldest grandson got married, and his new bride was surprised and relieved that their household budget didn't have to be stretched to buy gifts for everyone. One little tangible remembrance from last Christmas is plenty for each of us, especially when it comes with the remembrance of our happy family sitting on our older daughter's living room, stealing gifts from each other.